Hi Sheila here, graduate test trainer, language trainer, mentor as well. This episode I have come back with a new book called Kaizen. It is a Japanese word. The basic underlying meaning is improvement, small changes in your life. The author of the book Kaizen is Sara Harvey. She says that when she moved from Japan to the other continent, London, she found that hurry-burry and doing things fast, and there's always hustle and bustle, noise around, and always there is some sort of tension that is prevailing in every crowd, and there is no silence or calmness. On contrary, when she went back to Japan, she found that the whole place was very calm and she could concentrate herself in small things, and she found that Japanese philosophy, Kaizen, being very compelling and very relevant for what she was undergoing. She says in Japan, even in train when there is a heavy crowd, you will see a certain amount of calmness. All will be packed, jam-packed, but there will be some sort of calmness and everything will be in slow space. She says if people are there too, it is good for their mental and physical health. And it is also very relevant for people who want to change their life or change their routine, their outlook in life. She says you need not change anything drastically. Small changes which you do will have a very longing effect, and you may change completely without your knowing about it or being aware of it. She says this philosophy is more or less similar to Scandinavians Hagi, Lahum, Hiki and Sisu. We have talked about Japanese Akigai, that is knowing what you want to know, do and also enjoying it. When you enjoy and do what you want to do, you have seen that people live longer years. It has got nothing to do with their physical and mental health. Mental health also, you will be agile and good. And you will not have unwarranted thoughts. And the main problem everybody and whoever is suffering or undergoing any sort of issue is that they overthink. Thinking too much and not engaging in the present is the biggest problem. If only people can bring out and concentrate on smaller things and smaller changes in life and do things with more mindfulness, you will see perfection in your job. She also agrees that Japanese concept may not be perfect, but all the same it gives a way to life, a way of living. She says Kaizen is a noun in Japan which means improvement. And the author quotes Makizai Imai, who says that the philosophy, Akigai, Kaizen philosophy, assumes that our way of life, be it our working life, our life, social life, home, all deserves to be constantly improved. We never think of that. Once we get into a routine, we think that's the routine we have to live our life. But this philosophy brings forth that you can improve your life. And if you want to change your routine, it need not be a drastic change or a leap. A very small steps you can take, baby steps, to improve and slowly change your life. Example, you want to start exercising. You immediately need not go for 45 minutes exercise. Start walking for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, slowly increase it. Start walking in between in the day and slowly inculcate and increase your time, and you will see that you would have fallen in routine of that walking or exercise, and in the long run you will see that it will become part of your routine. A routine is very good in life. It takes you from your depression and unhappiness and sadness, overthinking, and you keep doing the job in hand. Automatically you will see that not only you will do it better, you will be in much better physical and mental health. I hope this podcast of mine was helpful to you. Thank you. See you in the next podcast.